fashion. What you know, murder's a crime of passion. But damn, you was out of reach. You was at the farmer's market with your perfect peach. Now I'm in the basement, planning on my face. And now you laying face down, got me saying over a beat. I'm so mature, I'm so mature, I'm so mature. I got me a therapist to tell me this other man. I do more than I just want you. If I can't have you, no one will.
Hello, folks. Oh my gosh, these new headphones are crazy. I'm distracted. Okay, so it's time to play our favorite game. Which mic is Aiden?
Dusting. Oh, first try.
So,
this semester's off to a good start already.
Little secret listeners, the mics do have titles, and we just sometimes get it right, / can read them. But normally there's labels on them. So like theoretically we should be able to get it first try every time, and it's slightly embarrassing that we have it, but we move on.
We move on. We live, we laugh, we love.
We live, we laugh, and we always try to love. So this week, popping some SZA on there because I have not listened to her whole new album, so we got all the non-explicit songs on here, which is super fun. And I'm excited to get a chance to fully hear her music with such a great sound system, honestly.
Yeah. Just wake up at 6:30 in the morning, kick back, and play some sizzle on some good speakers.
Not mad about it at all. Classic, another sunrise shift, love it.
Yeah.
But the OG listeners remember that was a two semesters ago grind, and we are back for alternating shows. So you'll be hearing less of us, but...
Oh, should we introduce ourselves? First show of the semester? Might have some new listeners.
Oh, you're so right. Aiden's always looking out for the new listeners.
Well, I'm Aiden.
That's all you want to say?
I just wanted to say our names. Say the show.
Okay, I'm Nina. Oh, and this is Smut. This is Nina, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. Smiling Ears, which originated from when somehow weirdly we were talking about the first radio show, and I was like, well, I want it to make your ears smile, and then was born Smiling Ears.
Then was born. Okay, Yoda.
Is that even Yoda? Then was born. Okay, unrelated.
Yeah, that's something good to say.
Well, related, actually. We're doing this thing called TDC, Tufts Dance Collective, or Tufts. And we have to do funny applications. And we were doing a Star Wars one, and one of my friends was, we had to send in a video of reenactments of characters, and one of my friends was Yoda, and it was pretty hilarious.
Was it good? Which one were you? Can you do your impersonation right now?
As R2-D2, and I'd rather not. That was pretty much the whole thing. But we got waitlisted, so it don't even matter.
Frick.
No, it's honestly all good. We got into one that we all like, so we're super pumped. Glee-related.
Glee.
Glee and also religion-themed, so who knows what crazy concepts they'll come up with.
They're allowed to do that.
I'm pretty pumped.
That's kind of absurd.
I do say so myself. This, the first practice is tonight, 10 p.m. Who knows if I'll be able to stay awake, but have to chug a coffee at 9.
Speaking we'll see. Of staying awake, like, waking up for a 7 a.m. show feels like the most monumental task I've ever done. And then I realize my parents are up, like, half an hour before this every single day.
Like, no, it's wild.
Like, that's just, like, their normal life.
Yeah, parents have crazy schedules.
Yeah.
AKA, my parents, they're also awake. Shout
good
out,
morning.
Oh my god, should we start our show with, good morning, listeners?
My mom's definitely on the Peloton right now. I should send her the link to the show.
Why don't you can listen to that instead of the Peloton music?
Yeah, so true.
Listen to our lovely voices so early in the morning.
We'd pump her up and get her personal record.
With all of our SZA. Oh my gosh, exciting news, listeners, for anyone that's not new. Aiden is available for the full session because what else would he have to do at 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
So big wins all around, really, for the end of, at the end of the day for the show.
Yeah. And, you know, on the upside, the bi-weekly schedule means we have 2 weeks to plan out a new show, 2 weeks to come up with new music, 2 weeks to come up with a theme.
So true.
Fun stuff to talk about.
Yeah, so we got even more time for prep. Oh my god. My mom's on the Peloton too. Mom's in their Pelotons and dad's in their Pelotons.
They should do that little thing where they like high five each other. We should add each other as friends on Peloton.
Oh my god, stop. They should start doing rides together. Yeah. Wow, that would be iconic.
Yeah.
Get a mom squad going on.
Gotta love a mom squad.
Most wholesome fun you can possibly have. I just picture like those 80s moms like walking with their little tracksuits and listening to their music and like gabbing with their gals on like a walk around the cul-de-sac. I'm not even sure I know what a cul-de-sac is, but like that word sounded right for the one I was describing.
You killed it. They'd totally be walking around the cul-de-sac. It's kind of what you do on a cul-de-sac.
You go for some walks.
Yeah, walk right around it.
Woo, chaotic energy in the room today.
Here.
Alright, should we pop on a few more SZA songs?
Yeah, we should. Also, we should fix this mic. It's making a weird humming sound, and I kind of don't like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't hear that?
No.
It sounds like it's like you put it right next to an air conditioner.
Well, there's also an air conditioner on, just saying.
40 degrees outside. Alright, we'll figure that out.
I think it's because all the stuff.
Oh my god, it's all falling apart.
Aiden just stops me from fidgeting because he's like, that's so annoying and I can hear it. Sorry. Sorry about it.
Alright. Well, you don't got it on the queue?
No. Alright. Bye for now, listeners.
Yes, I've been used to being used like this. Ain't no difference, I'm immortalized in my thoughts. Praise the most like for protection over my most prized possessions. Talking about my chandeliers at a 6.7, handing out point sevens to my dead homie mothers, praying they feel better. Might get chipped, minding my business. Might get chipped, sharing my vision, mind is working.
Girl, closer.
When you do your best, yeah, that's all you can do. You, me, and anybody else. So they always get tired.
decided, I'm forever riding, you forever guided. Pull up on the op, hit his curb up, sliding. Notice when you mad, ain't no words, just silence. Drew my favorite color, now you seeing every shade of me. You say that I'm tripping, I hit back like, where you taking me? Locked in for life, on God, no replacing me. Consequences, repercussions, karma keep on changing me. For you, it ain't me. Over solid, keep it concrete. I'ma bet it on your whole feet. Just don't switch sides. I can five piece your wrist AP. Through the ups and downs and all the heat. Take a turn and tell you where to be. Back shots make you feel relief. Anything, just don't
care. I guess I gotta go. I guess it's time to go.
Miss us? What?
Oh, wait, low key now, maybe I can hear the buzzing.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's fine. That was all the SZA songs.
All the clean ones.
Yeah.
One thing that I thought was very interesting. She, all her big budget features, like Travis Scott, Don Toliver, her most famous features, are rappers who usually have a lot of swear words in their verses.
Yeah, true.
But those are the clean songs. Put them on the radio, make a lot of money.
So true. I was thinking about that. Like, I guess initially I was thinking, what if the other artists have stuff about like wanting to do clean songs? Mm. But it's probably
SZA. Both, it's probably just like she knows that.
But she has all explicit songs. Pretty much all of her other songs are explicit.
But she knows that the songs that make the most money are the ones that have features of people that of featuring artists that people have heard of.
Yeah, true.
Because that's what you want. Like, if you're reading through the whole album, you don't know what song to pick on, to choose. I'm going to pick the one that features Travis Scott, because I also like Travis Scott, and I want to hear what they sound like together.
Yeah, that's so true. It's so funny, because I was just saying to Aiden, like, I don't necessarily look for artists and think, like, oh, let me... I don't look at other artists to find my favorite artists and see what they've done together.
Mm.
I guess I'm just always thinking about the singular artists and, like, what they've done, and I forgot that features can make the sound so much more cool and interesting and different, and that it's something that could, like, maybe not be better than the original artist, but like be equally as interesting and equally something that I want to listen to. Sometimes I forget that it's not just like, if I haven't found a song, if you don't organically find a song that's has features on it, like just from the radio or someone else or whatever, I don't naturally go looking for it, which is kind of interesting.
I feel like I really like the trend in music that's been happening recently, where there's more and more features. I feel like it's happened more. It's starting to trend upwards, especially with rap. Like, you can just put someone else's verse on your song. You don't even have to be in the same room, which I don't know if I like that as much. But I think I don't know. I think artists collaborating is always going to be good. It's always going to sound better.
Yeah, I agree. Two minds. I also think, like, once you put out enough albums, what else are you going to do? Unless you do something monumentally different, it's kind of cool to bring in some features, because it switches up your normal stuff.
Yeah, and it's also interesting how, like if you got, like, a feature on a Drake song can, like, kickstart someone's career. It's happened to, like, a bunch of people.
Where
they, like, get a feature on a Drake song, they instantly get 1,000 times more listeners than they would normally. And, like, it starts their whole career, yeah.
Are they people that are already medium levels of fame or like not famous at all?
Like medium levels, but like probably you wouldn't have heard of them before they had their great feature.
That's so sick.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, I think about the power of celebrity actually all day long. With influencer culture, it has me so, like, I'm enwrapped by the power of celebrity. I think it's so interesting and, like, I don't know. It's just a whole nother conversation, but about, like, it's so dangerous and also so powerful because any wrong move and they're done for.
Yeah. But they
also...
But, I mean, that makes sense. They have so much responsibility.
I know.
Considering how many people, like, pay attention to what they say and, like, knowingly or unknowingly, like, use them as a role model or take example from what they do.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think it's, like, I think it's so dangerous to put one person on a pedestal and assume that every single thing they say is going to be, like, appropriate words for advice or whatever. Like, it is pretty crazy that little kids especially are just listening to this stuff and are thinking to themselves, like, this person knows everything.
Well, that's what little kids do. Little kids idolize people. It's like, it's just crazy that it's like not their parents, it's just like random strangers on the internet.
Yeah, and that's where also it's just that no person is always gonna say the right thing 100% of the time. Like, I'm sure every influencer has had some sort of scandal or like something has happened. It's just so, it's so unhealthy for us as a society. But you know what I will say that I think might actually end up happening is before celebrity was so unattainable, I feel like, unless you were a really famous actress or like a really famous singer or something like that, then you really did not matter. I feel like influencers were, it was like, you could be a beauty guru or health or whatever on YouTube, but then you just have your really small select amount of followers and they would have to find you. But now with things like TikTok, one video gets pushed to like millions of people out of nowhere. And then this one, I mean, we just seen it with so many people, like one person skyrockets within 24 hours to just like insane fame and insane privilege overnight. That is so crazy. I think it's going to get to the point where it's so oversaturated that no one can truly be that famous anymore because there's so many people being pushed 24/7.
You think it'll even affect, like, A-list celebrities?
I wonder. I think there's something about influencers that it's like... it's like their talent is showing their day, and something about that is not as tangible as...
Yeah. No, I think, like, the vloggers are probably never going to affect the actor market, like, but I do think it will probably get oversaturated.
That's my hope, frankly.
Yeah.
I think it's so toxic the way we look at celebrities, so
yeah.
I would not be mad about that.
True. Spread the wealth a little bit.
So true. Or just, like, stop giving random people, like, obscene privilege for zero reason. Well, zero reason other than that their music's cool.
Yeah.
Which isn't that great of a reason, because a lot will do a lot of other things that are equally good for society that get
name,
zero recognition.
Name, like, the best plumber in the country.
For real. Or, like, architects. Or, like, people are literally building and designing our buildings, and somehow they get no recognition, but an artist does?
Shout out Tom.
Shout out my dad, architect. Like, come on. It's so weird. It's so weird. But yeah, it's like I've been thinking a lot about. Sorry, that was a long tangent.
That was good. I liked it.
Influencer culture.
Crazy.
Truly astonishing. But I also have a morbid fascination, so like I'm part of the problem.
Well, I'm not on TikTok, so I feel like I don't see that as much. I guess they're like Twitter micro celebrities.
And Instagram.
Yeah, I'm not really on Instagram either.
I know, same.
I
feel like when I say that. People think it's like, sorry, sorry. People think it's me trying to flex, but in reality, it just like stressed me out way too much.
Yeah,
couldn't handle it.
I'm too scared.
Couldn't handle the pressure.
Yeah. I just like waste too much time on those apps.
Yeah, but I waste enough time for all the apps on TikTok, so I don't think I'm better than...
Yeah.
It was definitely the air conditioner.
Yeah, why is it picking it up? It's so far away. It's probably just because...
These mics are insane.
probably because you just have to be, like, in the right direction. Like, you're not in the right direction of the mic. Like, it's facing away from you right now. So it's picking up the room noise instead of your voice.
Sorry about it. But I can still hear my voice.
Yeah, sorry, listeners. I wish we could fix it, but the mic is, like...
Alas, alack.
Collapsed.
Not collapsed. It's just slight... It's just the cord needs to be tugged a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm scared to tug a cord. Don't want to tug no cords. Anyway, I don't... The mics are picking up everything. It's so crazy. There's this one little screw in the... In the studio, and I just keep playing with it, and Aiden's like, put it down.
Because that was so loud, it was breaking my eardrums. This is what it sounds like, for reference. I think...
That doesn't sound that loud to me. I think your headphones are
I think my headphones are just juiced right now.
Juiced. I think you could change it, but yeah. Anyway. Fun station knowledge for the user.
Putting them in our shoes.
So true. Bringing them into the station with us.
It's like we're having a conversation with them.
It's like they're right in here with us. Oh my god, yeah. Also, good morning to all you early bird commuters.
It's so true.
We always used to say
Smiling
that.
Ears isn't a show of two people, it's a show of 2,000 people with all our listeners.
And by that, do you mean the 36 we had like one time at one show?
Yeah, there are literally thousands of people on WMFO right now.
They're turning on their radios, just tuning in to hear our voices.
Getting
Sounds
text,
about right.
Getting text, hey, do you hear Smiling Ears? It's on Monday mornings now.
Oh my god, let's get a cult following. Let's become celebrities. Perfect. I'm ready.
I mean, this is how they did it before TikTok. I feel like the only micro celebrities that probably really existed were on the radio. Like,
that's so true.
Yeah.
Good point.
There were like local radio stations. I guess there were also local TV stations, but...
And like mayors, I feel like, were local celebrities.
Yeah,
back
that's
in the
true.
Day.
That's true. Maybe there have always been local celebrities. Maybe like back in the day, like the chief.
I feel like local, not micro, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but local celebrities has always been a thing. There's always been like chiefs of the tribe and like, I don't know. I feel like...
And other stuff.
Yeah, I feel like people becoming celebrities like overnight from like getting views from people around the world is like totally brand new.
I agree. I can't even put my arm down.
That's where the mic is facing. It's picking up all the stuff you're fiddling with your hands.
I know, you're right. Well, I need to bring my crochet.
I wonder what that would sound like.
Anyway, next song, Naomi Sharon, Celestial.
Have you heard this song before?
Casually. Get ready, listeners.
Can't wait to casually listen to it.
Woo!
Feel it for you, feel it for you. like it does. Oh yes it does. Oh yes it does. And if somebody loved me like it do me, oh yes it do me. Oh yes it do.
To the air. freaking Rambo. Rambo, I am a. Can't be escaped, I'm on every channel. What's wrong? What's wrong with the man? Your eyes are low. He's on a clean, clean high. Both feet up on the ground. But his head's way, way, way in the sky. The Black Seminole, head general. Distant connections, a large interval. Black man with mouths to feed. Embracing equality throughout greed. No time to joke around. The kid is now a man. And the silence is filled with remarkable sounds. This part I see.
Song goes on for
yeah
7 minutes, so we decided to stop it a little early.
If our listeners are unfamiliar, that is off the new Lil Yachty album. Lil Yachty, the same guy who is the original SoundCloud rapper, same guy who made Minnesota, just completely changed up his sound out of the blue. Like, what's the closest comparison to that? Like, what, Pink Floyd maybe?
You have no clue. That doesn't sound like a rapper.
He just made a psychedelic rock album out of nowhere. It was crazy.
So sick. I love when artists do stuff like that.
No, it's so different from what he usually does. It sounds kind of cool. I like it.
Yeah, it's also just like, don't pin them in one box, you know?
So true. So true.
Do you want to read the PSA?
Oh, sure, yeah. And the PSA for this week is a breastfeeding PSA. Did you know? Babies were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans. Recent studies show that you can lower your child's risk of respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the mother-baby bond. is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider. Public service message from U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Crazy. Also, doesn't it boost your baby's immune system?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that PSA, but I don't know enough to
to
discuss
it
further.
Yeah, I don't know. Seems like propaganda to me. Just kidding.
He's just joking, folks.
It's joking.
A great, wholesome old
I'd never question our PSA. I'd never question our PSAs.
We got some pretty good ones in there. Some standard stuff. Only good vibes from these PSAs.
Yes,
yeah. Anyway. On to the next.
On to the next.
Any more Little Yachty trivia?
No. It's just, it's kind of hard to explain. Have you heard his, like, songs?
I feel as though I have, but I can't pinpoint a single one.
He just has, like, a really auto-tuned sound.
Oh.
Like, he made Minnesota, you know that song? Da-na-na-na-na-na, you need to stay up on the streets. Okay, never mind.
Sorry. I'm sure if I heard it, I would know, but I'm just forgetting right now.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's just the effect of that song is crazier when you know his prior discography.
I know. Hopefully some of our listeners can really appreciate sound change vibe.
So true.
All right, should we listen to a few more songs and then say adios to our listeners?
Yeah. Up next, we got Anomaly, who is... pianist, and I know we don't usually do a lot of instrumental songs, but this guy's just so cool. Like, he makes really cool, funky, like, half EDM, half jazz music. It's the best way I can explain it.
Love it.
We've played some songs of his on the show before, and we got another one coming up.
I'm so pumped to hear.
This one's called Lune. He's French.
Anomaly.
Hope you enjoy.
All right, perfection. Let's do it. We'll be right back. Alrighty, listeners, we're back in action. It's pretty much that time of day.
No, I've never had to do this before.
End of the show. Yeah, it's true. I always do the end of the show. And Aiden just gets to skip right on out of it.
I get to go to class. I get to miss the fun radio show to go to class.
It's inferior. It's the inferior option. You're right. Our stomachs are growling, ready for some brekkie.
I'm going to mess up this Starbucks. I'm going to delete it.
Such a, like, you can't say mess up and Starbucks the same sentence.
Yep. First show back.
I know. I'm so happy that we're back. Warning in advance, listeners, we are going to miss our next show, which is devastating because this is an alternating show. So see you in like 3 weeks.
No.
I know. It's really sad.
What will our listeners do without us?
They'll probably cry.
Yeah, they probably will.
They'll probably just, tears will be streaming down their face.
They'll have to drive to work in silence.
Oh, no. No other radio show can truly compete.
None will cut it.
Once you go smelling ears, you can't go back.
Or your ears will frown.
Your ears will be only in a straight line from now on.
Neutral ears.
Neutral ears. Ears that are here for the vibes, but aren't getting the vibes. Oh my god, we need to stop. Aiden and I are exhausted.
Oh my god, I'm literally delirious.
After a long weekend of ski racing, except for we had one of our ski races canceled. So we only had one day, but still, a lot of work.
It's still crazy that you guys are up there.
Wild that I was in Vermont.
Yeah.
Almost in Canada.
I looked at the weather where Nina was, and it was minus 50 wind chill.
It was truly colder than Antarctica. We looked it up.
Little penguinos.
To give you some perspective.
Little penguinos were chilling in the tropic sun down there while you guys are freezing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very chilly. We made the most of it, though.
I'm sure you did.
Alrighty, well, let's finish off this show. We're going to end it with Got It Bad by St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Love to all you listeners. Hope you have a great day at work.
We'll miss you.
We will miss you. This is Nina, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. Woohoo! I always feel like I should do that actually at the speed of light, so.
You do a good job.
Thanks. I've really been practicing for 2 semesters, so.
Can I do it one time?
Of course.
Nah, that's so cute.
All right, bye, everyone.